Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Father's Day is coming up with a Sunday, so we might as well talk about fathers and Father's Day. This is wild, but not wild, because we keep seeing this happening all over the place with people when they do these DNA tests. He wants to know if he's a jerk for not telling his dad that he knows he's not his biological dad. It's dad that raised him. Woo! All right, let me just read it to you. It says, hi, Allie and DZ, because you can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Hi, Allie and DZ, I need some help, and it has to do with my father, who adopted me, but I didn't know he adopted me until recently. Here we go. He said, so I just turned 39. My parents had me late in life, at least I thought. I decided to do one of the 23andMe tests. When the results came back, I couldn't believe it. I basically found out that my dad is not my biological dad. Because of all the results, it became obvious. Oh my gosh, he said, because of all the information that was in the test, it was obvious that he was not my father. He says, so here's where the moral dilemma comes. My dad is now about to turn 80. He's basically on his deathbed. Learning all this information about my family and their secrets has been overwhelming, but I'm not sure if I even want to bring it up to him. I've known he's not my biological father now for over a year, and I feel like at this point, I don't want to bring it up. He's basically been my father my entire life, and I will continue to call him that. So the question is, and I want to know, am I the jerk for not telling my dad that I know he's not my biological dad before he dies? Ooh, okay, so many things going on in this. I'm not even going to say jerk or not the jerk, because I have zero experience with this. I can't even imagine what this must be like. I do know people this happened to, though. Two now. I know a lot of us, I feel like, know people that this has happened to. Actually, three. Because I just heard another story the other day that blew my mind from people that have taken tests and found out they were adopted, or maybe their parents weren't their parents. Happened to one of my sister's best friends. I mean, she's in her 50s, and she just found out the guy who raised her is not her biological father. I don't know. It was a one-night stand in college, and now she had to go find her. She found her biological father, and he's like 75, living in California. He had no idea. He had a 50-year-old daughter. I mean, these are the types of things that are happening with these tests. So I've seen it over and over. The girl I know, my sister's friend, my sister's best friend, she went and sought them out and has, you know, built a relationship with them, but it took some time. He's not asking if he should build a relationship with whoever his biological father is. I don't even know if he knows, but he knows that his dad who raised him is not his biological father. So is he the jerk if he doesn't say anything? Melissa in New Berlin texted in, jerk, it doesn't matter. He's your dad. What if his dad doesn't know he's not the dad? Right. I did wonder that. Does he know? Somebody said, wait, did mom cheat or was he adopted? Don't know. I don't know, because he didn't put that in there, and he probably didn't want it in there. Somebody else said, not the jerk. That's not his responsibility. It's his mom's. Okay. 414. This is the text or a line to call. 414-533-1037. The question is, this is intense. Is he the jerk if he doesn't tell his dad he now knows he's not his biological father before he dies? Crazy.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, this is awkward, but it's happening a lot these days. He wants to know if he's the jerk for not telling his dad he knows he's not his biological father. He took one of those 23andMe tests and found out he is not the father. So I'm going to just go right into it with Matt in Milwaukee. Hi, Matt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Okay, so you wanted to talk about some of the details before you give me your answer. Let's discuss.
Yeah. In the letter, mm-hmm. the kid said, or the guy said he was adopted, which means the dad knew.
Oh.
Can't go through an adoption without knowing you're adopting somebody.
You're right. Or at least that's what he's assuming, because he said, yeah. I'm rereading it now. Yeah, he said, it has to do with my father who adopted me, but I didn't know he adopted me until recently. Ah, okay. So he must be the dad on the paperwork.
Yeah,
obviously.
So
yeah.
If the dad is on his deathbed, he could take this opportunity to be like, hey, I don't know if you've been stressing about this your whole life, but I just recently found out, and I want to thank you for giving me this life, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, when, what if, so, but you, assuming the dad knows that
I
he,
assume
then
the dad
he
knows if he was adopted.
Yeah, he might. Oh, man.
Also, can I throw in yesterday, the girl who ripped off the other girl, overkill's underrated. She's lucky she ripped off that girl, not somebody else.
That was wild. Yesterday, did you appreciate the voice message my coworker left?
Yeah, I liked that.
That was great.
The whole thing. So did my work partner.
Nice. I loved her voice note, and I love that we're still putting input on it today. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for chiming in. So you say not the jerk, right?
Not the jerk.
Awesome. All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah,
bye. I love that. Maybe we should have a segment where you guys get to chime in on the day before, because everybody always comes in and like, and another thing about yesterday. Next up, I'm going to go to Jennifer and Brown Deer. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
Good morning, Ellie. How are you?
I'm good. So this is an awkward Am I the Jerk, but I feel like it's happening more and more to people as they're doing their, you know, genealogy tests and whatnot. He wants to know if he's the jerk for not telling his dad he found out that he's the guy who raised him is not his biological father. But he's on his deathbed.
No, he's not the jerk, and I'm actually right with what Matt, the last caller, said.
Yeah.
And kind of in the opposite. What if this man didn't know?
Right.
You know, and,
I wonder.
Or, I mean, did know and is taking this to his grave with him, and it's sitting heavy on his heart, and he thinks that this poor son of his that he raised, you know, and at the end of the day, bloodlines and DNA does not matter. It's those memories, the heart, the connection.
100%. 100%. Yeah, you don't get to pick your family. Unfortunately.
He said, let it go. That's who raised him. And maybe talk to the mom if the mom's still around and say, hey, did he know this? And has this been heavy with him his whole life? Because then I'll let him know.
Yeah.
I understand
he's trying to be sensitive to it, but I don't understand how these things can go on like your whole life and you can't even have a discussion about it. Like, I understand why you guys are saying, let it go. You know, this, and I agree. He raised him. He's his dad, period. Right. It doesn't matter what the test says. He's his dad at the end of the day. But why are we so afraid to talk about these things? I've seen it with every friend I have that's found out there was something off, you know, with.
I think because it goes a certain amount of time
so
and then uncomfortable. It just feels awkward.
Yeah.
Then it's
too
just
much.
We didn't talk about it.
Right. It's too far now. Too far gone.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. Have a good day, Jennifer.
Yes. Love you guys, DZ. We can't wait for you to come back.
Oh, I agree. Come back. Maybe next week. We might have good news on Monday. So that's
wonderful.
All I'm going to say.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Adrian in Milwaukee. Last but not least, he has a theme song, but I don't know where it is. So, Adrian, welcome.
Hey, look, listen.
What up?
Dude's not the jerk.
Okay, clean sweep. Mm-hmm.
My grandfather raised me.
Okay.
He took me in when both my parents pretty much stepped out.
Aw, well, good for your... We love the grandfather, then.
And let me tell you something. Shout out to every mom and dad that stepped up.
Oh, Adrian, you can't make us cry on a Friday. Adrian!
What? I'm already crying.
Well, happy Father's Day, Adrian. Happy Father's Day. I just want to say that to you.
Thank you. But no, real talk, shout out to all the moms and the dads out there that really stepped up.
Yeah.
Y'all the real ones.
Oh, Adrian. Go hug your kids. Love you. We'll talk to you later. Clearly, not the jerk, though? Did we even get to that?
Nah.
You got me crying now. I don't even know what's going on anymore. I'm like, what's happening? So, not the jerk.
He ain't the jerk. He is not the jerk.
Okay. You guys are saying let it go. Interesting. Love to hear this input. Thank you for calling, Adrian. I'm glad you had your grandfather. Love you. Happy Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. He just said Happy Father's Day to me, guys. Does that mean I'm the dad? Yeah, the you two had me cracking up. All right. Dumpster fire dating's on the way. Yes, I know you guys love to hear about that on a Friday. So hold on. I just want to look at some of these text messages. Somebody named him Biological Bob. You guys are killing me right now. Adrian, you got everybody crying on the text line. Thanks a lot. Is Elizabeth from Walmart.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Awatosa said, wait, so there is the mom and the picture. I'm trying to read all your texts because everybody has questions. Yeah, I don't know what the story is with the mom. That's a great question. Where is the mom in all of this? No clue. Somebody else said, Matt is spot on, not the jerk. So there it is.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.